K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
NRHK.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw.
KSA-BDT, KSA-BDT, N8RHK.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KSA-BDT, KSA-BDT, N8RHK. Nothing heard on KSA-BDT, N8RHK, Chesley, clear.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
November 8 Romeo Hotel Kilo. This is November 8 Romeo Hotel Kilo. Kilo KS8BDT, KS8BDT Mobile. N8RHK. KS8BDT. KS8BDT. Mobile in Owosso. N8RHK. Nothing heard on KFBDT. N8RHK clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KE8AZI radio check. Kilo Echo 8. Alpha Zulu India radio check, please.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
KCMYVF monitoring. Okay, station that was calling quite scratchy into the repeater. Go ahead and try it again.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
KCPOA.
KE8AHW, KE8AHW, Randy, are you on the net? Okay, I'll go ahead and pick it up. Attention all radio operators, please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Ron, my call sign is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot. I'll be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and whether you have any traffic or announcements for the net. This time I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time, or are in and out. Call now. This is Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8BCQ, Dave in Bay City. No traffic, and I'll be in and out, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. Okay, thank you, Dave. Any other mobile in and out or short time stations? Okay, I'll continue on to Echolink. Do I have any Echolink stations for the net? Call now. Okay, we'll continue on to regular check-ins. Regular check-ins, call net control now.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Sierra Delta Lima, Rob Bay City. No traffic, Ron.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is
NADUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is? KD8MMH, Mike, Carlton Township, no traffic.
This is? Number 8, Kilo, Papa Romeo, Bob and Franklin Township, no traffic.
This is? WADW, Dave, Sangamon Township, no traffic.
Yes, sir. KDADAZ, Mini Park, no traffic.
Okay, let me run down the list that I have. I have KEA-PCQ, Dave, he was in and out, KC8-SEL, Rob, KC8-POA, Rick, NADUI, Tom, KD8-MMH, Mike, NAKPR, Bob, WADW, Dave, KD8-PAZ, Mini, and KE8-AZN, Greg. Greg, you're really light into the repeater tonight. I don't know if you can up your power or anything, see if you can do something before or next your transmission, or hopefully it's just a little band condition and it'll clear up on its own. So, all right, any other check-ins for the net? Call now. Okay, good evening, everyone. Hopefully everyone had a good week and a good weekend. Looks like I'm filling in for Randy for this week. Didn't get up here on the net, so he's got something else going on, I guess, or forgot about it, I guess. That does happen. So, no problem. Coming up Thanksgiving week here, so hopefully everybody's getting prepared for that and got their leaves and all that under control a little bit. I've got another week at least. The neighbor's tree is still dropping leaves. They still got about a quarter of them. That tree left. I had all my leaves picked up and clean as a whistle on Saturday, and I knew that wasn't going to last because by Sunday afternoon looked like I hadn't touched it again. So after 4 hours of cleaning up leaves, I got it all again this weekend, and this weekend looks, it might be messy or snowy. I'll be cleaning up the rest of them in the snow, I guess, possibly. Hopefully not a lot if we do get some. All right, first up on the list, we have KC8-SDL. Stand by, KC8-VOA. Good evening, Rob.
Good evening, Ron, yourself. KC8-YVF. There we go. KC8-YVF. Kilowatt Charlie H. Dudley, Robin Bay City. Well, Ron, one fellow former railroad to another, I got a tale to tell. Mike State Saturday had a bad day. They had a very heavy multiple mini-car grain train. They got picked up off of Mid-Michigan in Alma, and they were coming into town, and they had two CSX, brand-new CSX wide-body locomotives, and they're coming along the trackage where it goes by the river. Well, the two engines went on the ground, and five cars behind went on the ground, and a couple of them went to drink. So the fish will have lots of corn for wintertime. Yeah, nobody was hurt. But the problem was, they had to figure out how to get the train split crossings because you can't get to that railroad until from Alma. So they got over to Mid-Michigan and they said, yeah, we already heard, we got a unit coming to you. I'll hook on to the end of the train, and I'll get with the conductor and he'll give you the air test. So they had one engine, and they had to move the train four times to get all the cars out of it, but they did clear the crossings, and it was nice of Michigan doing that there. I used to work for them. Anyways, Ron, that's what happened there, but I'm not really sure what happened, but yeah, the CSX Y-bodies went on the ground too, so there was locomotive damage, and one or two cars I think went in the drink, but oh well, but nobody was hurt. Other than that, I wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving out there. I'm going to play a lot of radio and watch a lot of football. So, Hey, Ron, I'll be definitely gone for the 73 round. I'll hand it back to you, Ron. KC8YVF. KC8STL. Go ahead, Ron.
All right, Rob, yeah, I heard about that on last night's net, and then I watched it on the news, and it was last night or this morning, whatever it was. Yeah, I worked a few train derailments in my life. I worked for Grand Trunk Railroad for 4 years. Back when I was in college, I worked on the rail gang that laid the welded rail for Amtrak from Lansing to Port Huron. So during those 4 years, I walked every inch of track from Port Huron to Lansing and back again. We did one side of the rail and then turned around and went the opposite direction because every night you had to button the rail back up for Amtrak and the freights to get through. We actually started up in Burt and did a siding up in Burt with welded rail down into Flint. Also did the Pontiac Yard part of that where it passed through. So, yep, I worked the crane the first year, and I worked in the second crew of the 4Q that took out the, prepared the ties for the welded rail to go down. So the first crew took out the rails, second crew that I was on prepared the ties, put down the tie plates, and prepared everything, the gauging. Everything was done for the gauging so that when the crane came through, behind, they pulled the rail up and got the rail down, and the fourth crew buttoned everything up. Lucky thing for us, the first two crews at the end of the day on our 10-hour shift, we worked 8 hours on our own, and the last 2 hours we would go back to the back of the crew, which usually was anywhere from a quarter to a half mile behind us, and we got to pull out all of the spikes that the machines bent, and we had to put them in by hand. So you spent your last 2 hours pulling spikes and using a spike maul to put those new spikes back in. So it was a tough job, but it's one of the best jobs I ever had. I actually enjoyed the work. So next up on the list, KC8VOA, stand by at 8EUI. Good evening, Rick.
Good evening, Ron, and everybody on the net. Hopefully you're having a wonderful day. Hopefully you can stay dry over the next little bit here. And hopefully the snow doesn't hit us too hard on Friday. So just getting ready to get some of the holiday things done. I got to pull turkey out of the freezer here and get that thawing out so I can get it on brine here in the next couple days. So I got that to work on and so forth. So looking forward to Thanksgiving. Probably going to be a small gathering this year at the house. And really looking forward to that. So I'm going to wish everybody 73 and happy Thanksgiving. KCABOA, back to net control.
All right, Rick. Yeah, you too. We took our turkey out. It's been out of the freezer and into the refrigerator here in the basement on Saturday. We've got a house full coming again, as usual. So my daughter and son-in-law and the two kids and her friend Sandy, another friend of ours, and possibly another friend of my wife. So we may have six of us and maybe two to three more. So we'll wait and see there. But that's fine. That's what Thanksgiving's for. We got some friends that don't have any other place to go, don't have any family, so they always come here. They're welcome at our table at any time. So, all right, next up on the list, Tom, NADUI, stand by KD8MMH. Good evening, Tom.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
Okay, Ron, thanks very much. Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well. We got some colder weather moving in later in the week, and I'm here at home. We're pretty well hunkered down, ready for the winter. What did we do this past week? My mom turned 88 years old last Saturday, so my brother and his wife and family, wife and children, they picked up mom and some, brought her over to Bavarian Inn. We all met there. There were 14 of us. We celebrated her birthday. Everybody had a good meal and talked, laughed, and caught up on lost time, so had a good time. The reservations were at 2:15. The place was packed. There were people in line to get on a waiting list. We made reservations about 3 months ago, so we just walked right in. But people were waiting. They said they'd been already waiting 2.5 hours just to get a seat. It was packed for a Saturday outside of the holiday season. There was a lot of people very in. In downtown Franklin was just moving too. There was people all over the town just walking around and visiting the shops and everything. So it took us about 15 minutes to find a parking spot. We had to park way back behind Sender's and walk over the very end. And we got lucky because somebody was backing out. We just had to be pulling in the parking lot. So we got lucky and got a parking spot. But we had a good time, and we sat down about 2:20, and we didn't leave the place until about 5:15, about 3 hours. We had a lot of food, and they served ice cream, and they brought Mom out a little cake with a candle on it for her to celebrate and break real quick. And let's see, what else? We did a little Christmas shopping. Actually, we didn't really, my wife and I, we went out Christmas looking. We didn't do any shopping. We were just looking at things and checking prices and things like that and availability of the items. It's cheaper that way. We just do a lot of looking. We're going to go back out after Thanksgiving, maybe next Sunday or Monday. We're going to just go out and start buying some stuff for Christmas. And as far as Thanksgiving is concerned, we're going to have a small turnout also. It's going to be about six of us. A lot of leftovers, which is good, but it's just small. Usually have about 12, 14 people, but this year was kind of hard for whatever reasons. Some people couldn't make it this year. It's kind of hard to get 14 people logistically to come to our house all at the same time. It's kind of hard to get that many people, so... And so it's going to be a smaller gathering. So, like I said, less to clean up, but a lot more leftovers too, which is a good thing also. So that's it for me on this end. I'm going to toss it back to 73 and just listen to what everybody else has to say. So, is that an EUI?
All right, Tom, as usual, you got a lot of things going on as well, just like me. It's never a dull moment. I only got the weekends to do things. I did have Friday off from work, so I got some things done. I got a haircut and a few other things done around the house, and then we were down to Christmas at the zoo there, and I'll let Mike talk about that up next. And speaking of that, Mike, MMH, you're up next, and then I'm going to do a station break. Go right ahead, Mike.
Okay, KCYVF, this is KDH-MMH. Well, thank you, Ron. Good evening, everyone on the net this evening. Hope everyone's doing well. Like Ron said, they had a good time Friday evening in front of the Children's Zoo with the holiday in the heart of the cities. Our great friend Jim Waits came again from Illinois to do the old-style Western Union telegraphs up to his friend in Fairbanks, Alaska. And had a good turnout. I'd like to thank everybody that came out and helped out. Gave us a hand setting up and tearing down and taking messages. Thanks to everybody that helped out with that. We did a little bit slower than previous years. I think the weather had something to do with it. In the past, we've had anywhere from up to 200, 250 messages on Friday evening. This year, we had maybe just a little over 100. And we had to put up with a little bit of the drizzle and light rain there too towards the end. All in all, it turned out to be a great event, so I'd like to thank everyone that helped out on it. Other than that, that's about all I've got. I think this will be my only go-around too, Ron, so I'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead, and happy Thanksgiving, and stay safe. KDH-MMH, back to net control. Thanks for doing the net, Ron.
All right, Mike, you have a good Thanksgiving, too. We'll talk to you again next week. Yeah, and just a little side note, Jim wasn't feeling very well the week before, but he came up anyhow, as he normally does, tough trooper, but Mike and him did not do down at the Hoyt Library on Saturday. He wanted to head back home and try and recover. He still wasn't feeling real well. So we just had Friday night for the event itself, nothing on Saturday. So, of course, at that point, Santa's around there anyhow, so they can just give him the message directly since he's already in town from the parade. All right, this is Ron, KC8YVF, for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Okay, we'll continue on down our list with an 8KPR. Bob, stand by, WADW. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, Ron, everybody else on the net. Sounds like you had an interesting life there on the railroad, Ron. Saw your job for a young man, though. I don't think at our advanced age we can handle that. But definitely interesting. Some of that stuff's always amazing. It's like, I mean, especially in the early days, you know, laying the track from east to west. It's like, holy moly, how do you actually do that? Logistics got to be crazy. But other than that, not a whole lot going on this end. Going to be taking off for the holiday here, St. Louis, Missouri. But go down there, visit my daughter, have Thanksgiving down there with my other daughter from Cleveland. She's going down there too, her husband and my granddaughter, or her daughter, whatever. And what else is going on here? I think the leaves, pretty much, I'll be done when I get back home. It'll be, I'm sure the leaves, all the leaves will be off the tree. There's probably only 10% left up there. And between the wind and the rain, it should come down. And I'll just scoop them up, and then I can put the tractor away and everything else. But let me see here. Anything new? Nope, not really. I'll turn it back to you, Ron. Net control, this is NAKPR.
All right, Bob. Yeah, there was one, I think it was my first or second year, there was a train derailment nearby that our crew had to go over and help with. They took us off what we were doing, so left the track open, and went to work on this train derailment. One of the cars was loaded with lead car parts, and when it went off the track, it basically dug itself a hole almost 20 feet deep. It almost buried itself in the ground. So it went off, it just plowed itself right in. So, and you would think, if you've never seen a derailment or how they do anything, you would think they would bring in cranes and things like that. But actually, all of them are done with some, considering, fairly small bulldozers. They're special bulldozers, and at the time, I'm not sure if they're here, but they came up from Ohio. And they were specially designed that basically they get underneath and they lift those cars up and they swing them back over, put them back on their wheels on the track, and continue on to the next one. So quite amazing to watch the teamwork that these guys do with these bulldozers. And, you know, I was amazed. I'm thinking, where's all the big, you know, cranes and everything to lift these things up? And nope. These are able to get in there, get where they need to be with these bulldozers, and get all these trains, even the locomotives and things on the track, because we said a couple of times the crane went down. So the crane is actually riding the left side on a rail. The right side, there's no rail as he's pulling it up in front of him. So he's pulling the rail for the right side underneath him as he's traveling, and he has to get it into the tie plates, these plates that are gauged correctly, to get them underneath. And once in a while that rail would snap at the weld and he'd go right off the end because there's no rail there and the crane's on the ground and it's basically a big railroad crane. So again, bulldozers would come, lift this big old crane up, back it up, get it back on the rail, they'd put it back together and we would continue on. So it was quite interesting. Next up on the list, WADW, standby KAPAZ. Good evening, Dave.
Yeah, real good there, Ron. KCAYVF, WADW. On the leaf thing, I'm getting near the end here. I've got six 30-gallon cans out there today. That'll make 67 of them. And I probably should be able to finish with the at least another maybe four or five cans maybe next week if the weather cooperates where I can get out. So I do that. Not a whole lot else going on here. We got a furnace service guy coming tomorrow. We had our work done on the air conditioner earlier this year. We had a recall on our furnace about 2 years ago, and he was saying that recall, they've modified it. There was a problem with the recall, fix. So they're going to be doing that tomorrow. Anyway, that's about all I got. We'll turn it back to their KCAYZF, WADW.
Yeah, Dave, that furnace is kind of important for this time of year, so hopefully mine's going okay so far. Everything's worked out. I haven't changed the filter yet. Normally I only change it once a year. I clean it multiple times throughout the year, just blow it out and that, because it's one of the, it's not one of these $5 or $2, $3, $5 furnace filters. This thing's a $40 filter, so I only change it once a year, but it does a good job. We had it serviced a few years ago. I had, who was it? One of the big furnace companies, I was having problems with it, and they came out multiple times and oh, yeah, it's fixed, and no, it wasn't. And they'd come out again, oh, no, okay, we got it fixed this time, and no, it did. Each time it was a $100 bill. So I went to a different guy, and I said, here's what it's doing. He says, well, it's all before this. It's your circuit board. He said, well, if you want to, you can order your own circuit board and put it in, or if you want me to, I'll come back and put it in. Well, the new board was missing a couple of wires. The old board had two wires that the new board didn't, so I didn't know what to do with those. So he came back, put it in. It's worked like a charm ever since. So I think it was DW Heating, something like that. GW Heating and Cooling. Yeah, they were out like five or six times. So I spent $600 to get this fixed, and they never got it working. He came out once for $60 and fixed it. So never know. All right, Minnie, you're up next. KDATZ, stand by, Greg. Good evening, Minnie.
Well, good evening, KCAYVF. This is KD8DAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. Got a good net going here, and sounds like everybody is all ready for Thanksgiving there. I took my turkey out yesterday and put it in the refrigerator, so it'll be ready for Thursday, and we'll have about nine people here in my little house here, but we manage. We get everything done. My granddaughter's coming down from Midland to help me, so the other granddaughter, she'll be over later on, her and her husband-to-be. So anyway, other than that, we're going to have turkey and dressing and mashed potatoes and gravy, the whole works. This is KD8PAZ, back to KC8YVF.
All right, Minnie, sounds like good food and a good time. Yeah, if everybody shows up, we'll have nine here, but also problem, we throw in nine people, nine cats, and two dogs. So it turns into a zoo, and four of the cats can't be with any of the dogs or the other cats, so it's trying to get everybody separated and then allow people to move around the house and that. So it's kind of a coordinated ballet of things going on to make this happen on the holidays. So wife's got it down pretty much to a T, and she's getting along much better. She's able, with her knee replacement, she's walking around. She's doing pretty good right now. No crutches, no canes, no walkers, no nothing. So she was actually been able to go out and walk Myers and Home Depot and Menards and that, so she's getting along pretty good. All right, next up on the list, KE8AZN, Greg, and then we'll be at the list. We'll do another station break. Go right ahead, Greg.
Well, I'm hoping that my signal is a little bit better than it is. Other than that, we were in Sag and a potato shop in the Chili's, and here later on this week. We may go visit some other families there too. So, but anyway, I'm glad to hear everybody's doing all right. I'm wishing everybody a very happy Thanksgiving. And you just let me know how the signal is, and I'll let you go for now. So, meet free, everybody.
All right, Greg, I was able to copy all of that. It was a lot of static in there with it, but I was able to copy all of it. I know it kind of changes with you. Yesterday on the net, you were coming in really good, and then today it kind of, it's there. It was a solid copy, but a lot of scratchiness on it, so who knows. All right, this is Ron, KC8YVF, for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
All right, a couple announcements here. After Thanksgiving, we got our club meeting coming up on the 6th, I think, of December, if I remember the date. This is our annual potluck dinner. It will start 1 hour earlier at 6 o'clock for the dinner, and then our meeting will start at 7 o'clock. This is also election of our 2025 officials, board and president, vice president, secretary, and treasurer for 2025. The following day is the annual Aries and Savara breakfast. This is where I give out awards for the Aries group and for even people who are not that do net participation and other things. We're going to have a change of venue. Last couple of years, we've done it at Sullivan's Restaurant, but they do not open until 11 a.m. They no longer do breakfast. So I have reservations in now to Riverside Restaurant, family restaurant up in Freeland. So we have the back room for that event on the 7th, so put that in your plans, Riverside Restaurant in Freeland on the 7th for the Aries Savara combined award banquet. So that's what I've got there. Let's go back up to the top of the list here, KEPCQ. Followed by, or he was out, excuse me, KC8SDL, followed by KC8VOA. Good evening again, Rob.
KC8YVF, KC8SDL. Fred, I have to chuckle there, my good friend. Yep, who you got to call? Not Ghostbusters, Hoaxers, out of Toledo, Ohio. Oh, yeah, I know them, that company quite well. In my tenure with Lake State, yeah, the first day they operated on Lake State is Thanksgiving Day. The first day of operation, they had a crew. Well, we won't say how the crew was, but they come in, had a loaded coal train going to Estherville. They got in the yard, but Ron, you got to line the switches to where you're going. Well, they did not line them. They ran through three switches, and they tried to back up. Game over. You don't do that. Well, they put three CSX diesels around, one with a brand new one. And I got showed up with my service truck, and I got my coveralls on. The guy from Holtz's already here. He says, Rob, tell you what, we got it all handled. Well, let me help you guys. He goes, nope. I got a semi-load of combo wheel set motors. They're on their way up from Toledo. We got the Sidewinder dozers. That was Caterpillar dozers. The greatest things in sliced bread. So they had an engine picked up already. They changed out the wheel sets and got them out of the way and fixed the track. But, yeah, you got to kind of know which way you're going and line the switch. But, yeah, but your tenure with the Grand Truck, that's pretty cool. That's really cool what you did, you know, for them. But, yeah, I know Walter, but that crane story, I heard that before from somebody else. He goes, yeah, if something happens, you go on the ground. But, yeah, like I said, though, it was nice that Mid-Michigan was able to help them out to pull the train back. Had many crossings blocked, you know, in front of, like, Michigan Avenue and all the other one-ways and, you know, where they go through there. But yeah, Mid-Michigan showed up with a diesel, but they had to pull it two moons because that little G38 could not handle a 8,000-ton coal train. Corn train, but they got it all handled. But yeah, Ron, thanks for chatting with me with that, sir. By the way, you guys have you and your family have a good Thanksgiving, and everybody on the Savara have a good Thanksgiving also. All right, Ron, 7G, we'll catch you next week, and let's play rail, and let's enjoy our Thanksgiving. KC, YVF, KC, that's still, FTL, 7G, Ron.
All right, Rob, yeah, I got a friend of mine, and I don't know if you might know him or not, N8FAU, Bob Rogers, who was a real big train buff as well. He can tell you, he can see a locomotive, tell you by the number of it, where it was built, all the information about it. So all the cars and things like that. So he's been into railroad stuff. He lives over in Ionia right now, works at Grand Valley State University. So, he's a big guy into it as well. And one winter I shoveled out the rail cars for the truck assembly plant there in Flint. So in the yard, I got a call and said, hey, do you want to come shovel snow for back in the 70s, like 10 bucks an hour? I said, oh, heck yeah. So we shoveled out the cars that they had to load the trucks on to get them out of the plant. And then it was snowing so hard, we had to shovel out the switches. Well, we'd shovel the switches in the yard, and 10 minutes later, they're back snowed in. So finally, they just stuck guys on the engines. So I rode on one of the yard engines, and when we'd come to a switch, I'd get out, shovel it out, they'd switch it, I'd get back on the train, and they'd move on, and then when you come to a next one, same repeat. So I worked like 14 hours straight shoveling snow, but long, hard work, but again, enjoyed the money for what they made back there in the 70s. It was a whole lot more than what minimum wage I was making at anything else. So that four-year job, summer job, for about 10 weeks, paid for a semester, pretty much a semester every year of college and a whole bunch more, so worked out well. All right, KC8VOA, stand by, KE8, or NADUI. Good evening again, Rick.
Good evening, Ron. So like you and Rob are talking about the 983 cat side booms. And you might think it's a small dozer, but it's weighing in somewhere around 73,000 pounds just by a dozer itself, without adding a side boom and stuff on it. And they equipped them with cutting torches and all kinds of other equipment on them. So they probably got up there. They're probably over 90,000 pounds by the time they're done, easy. And then the counterweight goes off the side there, and they can shift that counterweight out to keep that from going over. But when you see them guys working in tandem, I've seen four of them on one engine, locomotive. And when you see them guys working in tandem like that, one mishap, and you flip them all over. So it's quite an art. So they do some pretty unique stuff. They use those on the pipelines, too, as well. And they've had a few mishaps with the pipelines, too, because that's like a great big giant snake. And one little false move or too quick of a move, and you upset the whole apple cart. Well, everyone have a wonderful Thanksgiving. If you're traveling, hopefully you have a safe trip. Be safe. Plan things out where you're not in too much of a rush. Take care. 73 KCVOA. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, to you, same, Rick, as well. And, yeah, like I said small, but when you consider the size of the locomotives and things like that, these, you were expecting something much larger than that to handle that, but you're exactly right. Those guys that run those things are amazing to watch what they can do, what they can clean up with, a few of these bulldozers, because, where the trains go off, they're not always near a road or something. They're back in the boonies, and you're not getting a crane back there, you're not getting a truck back there, or anything like that, so the right tool for the job, that's for sure. All right, next up on the list, Tom, NADUI, stand by Bob. Good evening again, Tom.
Okay, thanks, Ron. This is NADUI. Not much else. Forgot to add later on Thursday evening, our granddaughter's going to be coming over with her parents. They're going to drop her off. We're going to have her for the weekend. My wife and I were planning what we're going to do with her. traditionally the day after Thanksgiving, my brother-in-law to marriage, my wife's sister's husband, his family, they make Italian sausage, pork and beef, Italian seasoning, Chianti wine mixed in it with some Pecorino, I think it is, cheese, it's a very hard cheese, kind of like Parmesan cheese, and they make sausage and sausage patties, breakfast sausage, and we get a big honking grinder, a meat grinder from a butcher shop, and it's a big process. We got people cutting it and trimming it, and then putting it to the grinder, and then they put it to the grinder a second time. I'm on the grinding line, and then we have the crew that's vacuum sealing it, and then the sausage is all packaged up and jiffied up, and then we take it home with us. And that's all they love. We do that every year, day after Thanksgiving. So we're going to be doing that, and then my wife's going to bring our granddaughter over to their house, and they're going to make either Christmas cookies or toffee, chocolate toffee, and they put on the Ritz cracker or salty cracker. It's kind of a sweet and salty kind of a thing going there too. It's pretty good. Toffee, homemade toffee. And I think we're going to take her to a movie. She wants to see Wicked. It's playing over at Saginaw Theater, Imagine Theater. It's a musical. I think it's a takeoff of The Wizard of Oz kind of thing. Wizard of Oz theme. I don't know. I guess I'll know when I'll see it. I'm not big on musicals. The only musical I very really like was West Side Story. That's kind of old fashioned, old school, like the old West Side Story from the 1960s. That's the musical. It's the only musical I like. But we'll see. Maybe I'll like this one too. But that's what our plans are for the weekend. So I'm going to say happy Thanksgiving, everybody. If you're all traveling, maybe you're traveling outside your area, safe travels. And we'll catch us all next Monday night. So until then, this is NAEUI saying 73. And take care, everybody.
All right, Tom. Yeah, you have a good Thanksgiving as well. And for me, Sunday there, I started working on the Christmas lights. It was too nice of a day. So I got everything up around the roof of the house and got the bushes up. I still got a bunch more to do, but tomorrow I'll start on it. It's supposed to be dry at least tomorrow. I got more things, smaller things to put out and hang up and that. So I'll work on it. It usually takes me better part of 4 days, an hour here, a couple hours there to do it. The bulk of it takes about 4 hours, and that's what I did Saturday, or Sunday then. And then tonight I've been working on the new computers for the county trailer. Jay from MMR gave us some new tactical computers that will work very nice in there, and I can retire the old Toshibas that we had. So these are much better solid-state drives, smaller screens, but much brighter screens. So tonight I spent working them so they could talk to each other on the network. So the next thing is I got to set up the printer and that on it. I'm going to have to do that, either go out to the trailer and get it or take the computers out to the trailer so I can get the printer set up on it and get everything talking to each other. So still a little bit more work to do on those. And we'll see about he's going to work on getting his new computers, or new to us but older than him, upgraded systems for 911, so we're a little quicker there as well. All right, next up on the list, 88KPIR, standby WADW. Good evening again, Bob.
Yes, Ron. Bulldozers putting the train back on the track. That's something I got to see. Trains have always fascinated me, especially the steam engines, steam locomotives. I have some really cool drawings. They're pencil drawings of steam locomotives. And how I acquired them was I knew somebody that was in the printing business, and an artist would give his pencil drawings to this guy, and he would make numbered copies of it, but everything had to be just right, so they'd run copies and copies and copies, so everything was perfect. He had everything set right, and he got the artist's approval of, like, yeah, that's the way I want it to look, you know, so it looked just like the original. But I ended up with four of them, and I got them framed in glass, and they're beautiful, but they're not numbered or signed or anything, so they're not really worth anything, but they do look cool. They're like 3 feet long by a foot wide, and even got one's a big boy, and I can't, you know, they got the Pyramid Kit, Baltimore and Ohio, and can't remember what the other one was, Pacific and something, but anyways, they're really cool pencil drawings. Copies of them, not obviously, but they're perfect. They look so cool. But I've always admired those steam locomotives. But with that said, thanks for doing that, Ron. And the train stories I found fascinating. But back to net control. This is 7-2s, everybody. Have a great Thanksgiving. Back to net control, NAKPR.
All right, Bob. Yeah, if you haven't seen it, Jay Leno's Garage, which you can see online, you can go on YouTube, look up Jay Leno's Garage. Recently, probably just a month ago or so, he did a story on the big boy steam engine. So they talked all about it, went through the yard where they do the repairs and servicing and the cars and things on it. So very interesting. So if you haven't seen it, yeah, go on to YouTube, look up Jay Leno's Garage and look through his playlist, and probably about a month or month and a half ago, like I said, he did a story on the big boy steam train. All right, next up on the list, WADW, standby, KD8PAZ. Good evening again, Dave.
Okay, real good there, KCAYBF, WADW. Yeah, I don't have a whole lot more, just everybody... I gotta wish you a happy Thanksgiving, and thanks for doing the net tonight there, Ron. We'll just say 7-3, and catch everyone down the log. KCAYBF, WADW.
All right, yeah, Dave, as well, 73s, have a good Thanksgiving to you and Mary, and stay safe as well if you're out going anyplace. All right, Minnie, you're up next. Stand by, Greg. Good evening again, Minnie.
Well, good evening there again, Ron. This is KD8PAZ. I know you said that was a Riverfront restaurant. Didn't you mean Riverside Family Restaurant on Midland Road? Because the Riverfront Grill is in Bay City and the other one is in Chesming. So anyway, just wanted to make sure that was right. Other than that, hope everybody has a nice Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you next week. This is
KD8PAZ,
back to KC8YVF.
Yes, Minnie, you are correct. I knew it was Riverside, Riverfront, River something. And anyhow, on Midland Road in Freeland, just north of Freeland Road, they're in Freeland. So, yeah, I'll send out information on it, but that's where we'll be. We'll be up there at the restaurant there in Freeland on the 7th. All right, Greg, you're up next, and then we'll do another break. KE8AZN, go right ahead.
Well, all righty then. It's a great evening, folks. KE8YZF, this is KE8AZN. And, yes, you know, I don't have much else to add there, so I'm just going to go ahead and wish everybody a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I will probably try to improve my antenna situation a little bit, but I always find it amazing how far I can actually transmit, so it's always great. So I'm going to hand it back over to you, and it's a wonderful night. Thank you for getting me this evening, Ron. So back over to you, KDAYGF, this is KDAYGN. Have a great evening, 73, everybody.
All right, Greg, thanks for checking in on the net. It's great to have you in here, and hopefully we'll get you back on the net here next week. All the nets are still in rotation, so next Sunday we'll still have the Mid-Michigan net and Monday back here as well. This is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. All right. right. Do I have any rechecks or other comments for the net?
Come in and out, Ron. Keep it a stub here.
All right, Jeff, are you just in and out, or you got a comment?
You can just put me in and out, Ron. Keep it a stub here.
Gotcha, Jeff. 73, have a good Thanksgiving as well. If you get to talk to Fred, I sent him an email of a couple of weeks ago. Our Winlink 2-meter site is down again, not responding. So just put a bug in his ear, see if something he can do. So, all right, let me get back to my list here and add Jeff into it. Tonight, including myself, we had a total of 11 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Ron, KC8YVF. This net is now closed and returning the frequency back to normal amateur use. 73, everyone. Everyone have a safe and wonderful Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you next week. KC8YVF, clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.